The Notaries Unsealed podcast is brought to you by the Georgia Notary Network and Captivated Notary Marketing Solutions. Coming up on this episode.
What I've learned about myself is that I am truly willing to do what it takes to be successful. You know, you say that sometimes as a person.
Yeah, because like even if you run into somebody or you're doing some advertising out in the neighborhood, you're doing something. Oh, you know, I don't need you right now. Oh, that's cool. Hey, just so you know, I'll meet you at Popeyes if you want to meet at Popeyes.
Real smooth this time. We know the reads unsealed. That's my everyday life.
Yeah.
We know the reads unsealed. Ooh. Every day I hustle out here living it right.
Let's go.
We know the reads unsealed. Put the stamp down and stop in front of the mic.
Here we go.
Took the game over. We home now. We soldiers.
Griff Mathurin and cue the podcast. You can't hold us.
What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of Notaries Unsealed. I'm your host Q. I only got one guy with me this week. Uncle Griff, say what's up to the people, Uncle Griff.
Oh man, what's going on, party people? Yeah, Griff here. Just me and Q rolling tonight.
Yeah.
Mathurin, he testing out a new Snuggie, that's all, man.
Yeah, it's called the Sick in Bed Snuggie. Mathurin. Mm. So shout out to the homie Mathurin, man. Feel better. Regretfully, we had to do the show without you, but we are looking forward to seeing, hearing from you next week. So I know you're going to be listening today. Feel better.
Yep, man. Get that sour sop and some of those herbs, as he called them. He said herbs.
You know what? I never actually made fun of him about that. When he comes back, we most definitely will do it with him on the air, just like we are right now. With him off air, him and his herbs.
My man, yeah.
So what's going on, bro?
Ah, man, everything's been pretty good, man. It's been some cancellations and constant rescheduling this week. I had
You mad, bro?
I know. And I was like, man, I had this one run. It was all set up, and the people was in Israel. But by the time I got a chance to actually get, you know, the time zone, they was asleep. Oh, and then they said, hey, we can do it at 7:30 in the morning. I was like, I'm already booked. So I had to let that one go and stuff. I couldn't do it. I wanted to, but I was like, there's no way I'm gonna be able to squeeze that in there.
Yeah.
So other than that, everything's been good. Reached out to some other people for run opportunities. Some of the companies said that they do run. Haven't heard back from them, nor how long it's gonna take them, you know. But I'm gonna give them till Wednesday and shoot another email and everything, and just, you know, keep, you know, plugging away at them, looking at some other inspection companies and stuff, and just seeing what's out there to do. So I think I'm doing pretty good this month. I think I'm probably at about maybe 27 and 30 signings. We're halfway through the month. But yeah, the fees are lower. A lot of fees are lower. But I said, I'm going to just keep plugging away and going out here and doing it, and just making this thing happen. That's pretty much it.
That's awesome, man. You consistently serve as an inspiration to not only myself, but, you know, the rest of the notary community. You know, how you were not afraid to put gas mileage on your rental vehicles.
Yeah. And even today, I did a $30 appointment, and it came through.
$30.
And I was $30. Yeah, but it was only one page.
Oh, see, that's nothing.
I was like, and I had did something for that. I did a closing for the same guy last week. And I was sitting there like, oh man, I done did something wrong. Cause his order came, you know, order came back up. Didn't say the name until after I accepted it. And I was like, wait a minute. I remember this guy. I'm like, did I mess something up? I checked my email. There was no, you know, getting fussed at for making a mistake email. And I called him, and he was, you know, I texted him, and he was like, yeah, come on by at 3:00. Went over there and he said, yeah, they apologized for forgetting to put this document in there. I was like, oh, okay. It wasn't my fault.
Right.
And stuff. You know, so he stood at the, came out on the porch, one signature, my signature stamp. I was done. Oh, not even a minute.
Those are the best, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yep.
You just walk up. You already know what time it is. They've got their ID out. You've got your clipboard out with the document because there's no reason to take the bag. You just got everything right there. It's one page. You walk up, put it in your journal, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
And
thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's it.
And we out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it worked out really, really well. So I made a quick $30. Happy with it.
But you want to know something, though? For the most part, that's how all of my signings are. Not to say that mm-hmm. they're just one page, but it's so repetitive over and over and over again. I do the same thing every single appointment that, yeah. you know, really is just show up, get to the docks, have a little small chat, get my money, and we mm-hmm. out.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. So, what's been going on with you this week, man?
Oh, man. So, today is Monday, April 17th, and mm-hmm. it is Captivated Notary Marketing Solutions official 1 year anniversary. So,
all right.
Okay. I'm super excited about that. It's been just a great day of reflecting on the this past year, this upcoming week, the next day or two. Captivated is also going to be shouted out. I don't know if you could say endorsed, but supported by our beloved National Notary Association.
Gotcha. That's all right.
Which for me, when I started Captivated, that was one of my goals, was I wanted to get on the NNA's radar. I wasn't sure how long that was going to take. However, here we are today. And the reason why I am on their radar is for those of you that are going to be attending the 2023 NNA conference down there in Arizona, the announcement should be coming out any day now. So hopefully I'm not spoiling anything for anybody. I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there now. That on the first day of the event, the kickoff event, the NNA is going to be requesting that you wear a state shirt, and Captivated made specific state shirts for the NNA that they are going to be endorsing, sort of.
That's all right, man.
Yeah, supporting. That's the proper word. They're going to be supporting. So, you'll see the link for the shirts to my website. They will be sharing that, as well as, I believe, the hype video that I made for the event for them. So, really huge week for Captivated when it comes to mm-hmm. that. You know, and that's Captivated. When it comes to Q the Notary Man, hey, listen,
yeah.
it's been a little slow. So I've taken the past couple of days to kind of upgrade the image over the past year. As you guys know, I started my notary business back in November of 2021. And not soon after that, I started Captivated, and Captivated kind of took off, and my notary business became my second vehicle. So it was nice over the past week. I've been able to show some love back to Q the Notary. Got out there, did some marketing on social media. Actually, tomorrow, if I can get this podcast edited in enough time, I'm actually going to be hitting the street a little bit, getting out there, visiting some of my my frequent flyers. I guess okay. you could say that, as far as like the facilities that usually call me, just catching up. I've got some new business cards that I'm going to be handing out, and just kind of, you know, giving some attention to those friendships. So I'm super excited about that. Super excited to get back out there and more focused on the notary business again. Not to say that Captivated is not doing business, because we are. There's a lot of big things coming. I can't wait to kind of share some more of those things that are working on in the background with you guys. But it's just been busy, man. It's been fun. It's been all love. Like, it's been quite the journey over the past year.
Man, that's excellent. Things have picked up or as people coming into the business.
Yeah.
People been hitting me up, new people in the business and needing help. And man, one of them I was thinking, hoping that today would have happened. Lady called me about 8-something Sunday morning saying she needed help and was like, I'm gonna let you do the sign, this appointment. And come to find out, you know, she just misunderstood some things concerning what the NNA requires. And she was thinking that somebody came to her with some legal documents and she was thinking she can't do any notarizations unless she was NNA certified. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, that's not the case. I said, hope you can do it. Explain to her how it works. And then she was like, okay. And then I told her, I said, well, look, here's what I'm going to do. Since I got to be in Norfolk anyway on Monday, I said, if you don't mind, I'm going to come to your appointment to make sure everything goes the way it should for you.
Look at Griff out here healing the world.
Yeah, I know, man. And at the last minute, the person canceled on her, but that was okay. You know, I said, no problem. I said, it's all right. You know, I said, you need help, I'm here. And I've been getting a lot more phone calls like that where notaries have been calling me like, I just need a little help. You know, other people who I've been paying and, you know, asking for help, they're not available. And I said, no problem. I said, what you need? And a lot of the stuff that they need is real simple. And once they get the answer, they're off and running. And I don't hear from them again because a lot of them are smart enough to really understand what to do with this business. So I've been doing a little bit more help of people who are new in the business and just need some simple things answered so that they can know which direction they want to take their business.
You know what, Griff? I have a new business venture for you.
What is that?
I just thought about this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Remember how, like, back in the day, and I could say back, I'm so happy I could say back in the day now. Remember how back in the day, they used to have Cliff Notes, mm-hmm. Books. We gotta come out with Griff Notes. Put it in a nice little, the ugly little yellow jacket too. Call it Griff Notes.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, that'll be cool there, Griff Notes.
You knew him for every state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's good. But 1 year, man, that's awesome, man. I didn't even realize it was this month. So
yeah, it hit me, it smacked me right in the face too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you still here, man, and you're doing good, reaching out to people, helping them. You know, matter of fact, I just referred a lady to you from Georgia, so hopefully she'll reach out to you.
Hey, and shout out to everybody out in Georgia, especially our Georgia Notary Network, our GAN folks out there. Actually, last Monday, I spoke at their Mentor Mondays. It was a great turnout. Really great engagement. Candy and Samantha are awesome. I'm also looking at doing some work for them for the GAN Gathering. So if you're in Georgia and you're listening, GAN Gathering might get captivated. Just saying, just throwing it out there. There's some talk about it. I hope they don't mind me saying that. And also, you know, shout out to Samantha Smith again. We gotta get her back on the show. Samantha has been making a lot of connections for me, and I really, really do appreciate her friendship and her insight in the business and how real she is. Like, she is one of the realest people that are out there. And if you happen to be somebody that she cares about and you're in her inner circle, you know, take care of that relationship. She's a great person.
Oh yeah. Yeah. From day one, I can't even remember how we met. But I think she reached out to me just about something. And next thing I know, I'm like, okay, yeah, she's cool with people. So, yeah, I would love to get down there to Georgia and see her face to face and support what they're doing down there with the GAN and everything. So, yeah, that's just a big milestone, man. A whole year and you're growing and servicing people and helping them. Shoot.
Yeah, man.
I love it.
I'll tell you what, the more, I'm a very humble person, but I do have to acknowledge the feat that I've done within this year. There was no business model for this. Mm-hmm. There was no go to this association and they're going to, you know, certify you and they're going to teach you, you know, the things that you, there was no laws, there was nothing.
Yeah.
And with that, you know, I have to acknowledge, you know, the job that I've done to be able to survive so far. It's not like there's not other freelancers out there, but to do what I've done here in this market, it doesn't exist.
Right. Yeah, no, it doesn't. It doesn't. I mean, yeah. So tell me, so what's some of the things that past year you've learned?
I think the most important thing that I've learned is get it in writing.
Yeah.
That has got to be one of the most important business lessons out there, you know, especially as a creator. Don't do any work without getting it in writing. When you're working with folks that are not within your inner circle, and even then you want to get something in writing, like, even like we'll tell you, like I'll tell you behind the scenes, you know, Griff Mathen and I, you know, we've had discussions about going ahead and getting this thing off the ground, because at some point we'd like to monetize and there's certain steps that need to happen between the three of us to be able to do so. Right. And I think really that's the main reason why we're not monetized right now, is just because we haven't figured that portion out, and we will. It's just right now we're enjoying the podcast so much that it's not number one on the list. It's like number three.
Right. Yeah.
You know, making sure that we're providing excellent content and conversation and think pieces for you guys. That's our top priority right now.
Yeah. Well, man, that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, another thing that I've learned within this year is how passionate I am about this community and just people in general, and how invested I get in other people's journeys. You know, I think that's one of the things that I love about Captivated is, you know, I get to hitch on for the ride for a little bit. and that's really cool, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, especially with the new notaries, you know, they have an idea, and, you know, I'm that person that they get to release that idea to, and I help bring that to fruition for them. And then you got to, you see the drive, and you feel the drive that comes from them seeing their vision come to life. And being a part of that is just awesome, man. Like, I love when people feel like they have something that they need to get another tool to help them. That's what I love. I love when people walk away saying, I can't wait to get out there and hit the streets. You know, that motivation, there's nothing like it. Because I remember when I first got started, as a notary back in 2021, when I first got started with that, like, it was like a bat out of hell. Like, release the hounds. I was out. I was gone, you know? And that feeling, and just being a part of somebody else's journey at that moment, man, it's rewarding.
Yeah. And it's, and like, for me, what I've learned is for these individuals out here who decided to come into the notary realm, when you provide them with the correct answer and the proper guidance, they realize that what I've learned is that when you do that, it enables them to realize that they already have it in them to do this business.
Yeah.
But some people don't think they have it in them. And then once they understand what I always say, the truth of the matter is like, oh, this is what this business is all about. Yeah. And they're like, cool. And that's what I've learned. But then I also learned on the flip side that the person who neglects the advice and want to operate off of their own unproven and unverified thoughts of this business, they struggle mightily, and they make things more difficult for the good notaries, because they're doing things that's burning the signing companies. So it's like, if they learn how to do it right, it benefits all of us, because they're a representation of us senior notaries, those new notaries. So that's why I spend so much time trying to talk and help them. And I know some people say, man, you should be getting paid for this, paid for that. I could, but we know when people pay for stuff and they already got low self-esteem, they still end up not doing it. So I'm just trying to get people to go out here and do what they need to do. And I'm gonna get mine on the back end, because if you're doing good work, then that means the fees will be higher or stay high like they are, because everybody's being treated right.
Yeah, you're like Mr. Miyagi. You know, you you know, you're not Cobra Kai. You know, you're about washing the cars and doing the grunt work and the discipline of the craft. You know, not the show. And that, I think that's actually a really great analogy for what you and I bring to this notary influencer industry. Let's call it what it is. Like, it's so weird to say that.
Yeah.
But that's what we are. You know, you've got Cobra Kai out there that might have like the newest technology, all the automation and all this other stuff out there. You know, pushing the ChatGPT and all this other crap.
Mm-hmm.
But then you've got Mr. Miyagi that is about the meditation. It's about understanding and balance. And it's more than just learning how to fight, so to say, if we're going to speak Cobra Kai language, right? You know, it's about the full being.
And being disciplined.
Yeah.
Understanding who your body, understanding what you can and can't do, being able to handle, you know, adversity and stuff, and still being able to stand in there and figure a way to stamp that document when your stamp thing ain't working right, or you forgot that you re-inked the pad and you don't even know how to flip the pad over to the other side that has more ink, and you're stressing, and then it's like, okay, what do I do? And you start thinking, say, well, maybe if I hold the stamp down a little bit longer on the paper, more ink will transfer. And then it's like, oh, that worked. And then you keep going. So it's just about being able to learn how to deal with crazy situations and stuff, you know. Have, you know, yeah, you come to me, I'm a have you stamping with an ink stamp in one hand and embossing in the other.
Right. Like, Griff, we're going to get your mind right. You know?
Yeah.
You got to get your mind right before you pick up the tool. You know, you got to read a manual before you can drive a tractor.
Right. And when it clicks into people's heads, when they really get it, and like, wait a minute, this is all the notary business is about. I'm like, yeah. They can figure things out, and then it is just so amazing. But those who don't, they get, you know, stuck, and they just can't move forward at all. And I feel so sorry for them.
It's sad. It really is sad, because if you pay attention to social media, the notary business seems like a humongous industry. And it is. There are a lot of notaries, but the job at its core itself is not big.
Right. And it can be pretty boring. Just sitting there watching somebody print, stamp, sign, and then you just, you know, sign and stamp. But with how I keep myself from, I guess, freaking out over how boring it can be sometimes, I reflect back on what my life would be like if I was in that office again.
Right. Yeah, we were talking and about I'm that. Like,
yeah. And I'm sitting there like, you know what? This is way better, because once I'm done, I'm done. I don't have to see these people no more. But I go to work for 8 hours, somebody bugs me for six of them, and then guess what? I got to go back to work the next day and put up with that all over again. Now, I like this notary thing.
Yeah, the micromanaging of corporate America.
Oh yeah,
that ain't it no more. Sorry, I've been free too long.
Yeah,
you know it killed me when
you free.
Yeah, like it killed me when I stopped being a consultant. When I was traveling the country to go and settle down at a hospital and take a full time gig, like that killed me. Because as a consultant, 1099, yeah, you know, whatever hospital I was at, they couldn't tell me what I could or I couldn't do. I just had to deliver.
Right.
So I had a ton of freedom to do whatever I wanted to do as long as I delivered. And of course I delivered. Mm-hmm. I was making good money, like $75 an hour. Like, get paid. You know, but then when I sat down and became a part of the team instead of assisting the team, team politics came in. I ain't like that. You know, I had gotten so used. I mean, I had gotten so used to working at the level that I was working that when I did settle down at the hospital that I was working at, I worked extra hard my way to show them that me working at the level that I work at my way is best for everybody.
Right.
Because more will get done.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I always say, when you allow a person to do what they're called to do, you'll get the best out of them.
Yeah, I had a great manager. Like, and she knew how to manage me because we worked. I wasn't working under her because at the time I was a consultant at that hospital. I wasn't working under her at the time. We were working together. So when I came in underneath her because that was the only thing that was available. So she already knew, just let Q do what he does. And, you know, all my higher ups and everybody else in the IT department, they understood. They're just like, QBQ.
Yeah. And that's the thing. And that's an insecurity thing. You know, let the person be who they are. And again, you will get the best out of them. And everybody benefits from that. And that's what I saw, because somebody was tripping. They were like, oh man, you really do know how to do websites. I mean, I put some stuff together, and it was like, oh snap, oh, you really do. And that's when it just sort of came out of me, and I said, well, when you let a person do what they're called to do, you'll get the best out of them. And the guy just looked at me, he's like, yeah, you're right. I said, yeah, y'all didn't believe that I could do this, but y'all was judging me off of all of this stuff that y'all wanted me to do that wasn't in my wheelhouse.
Right. That's like asking a running back to go out there and play quarterback for the full season. Like, I might be able to spot in for a quarter if we're down to no quarterbacks, but you want to play a quarterback for the full season? I'm a finely tuned athlete. I'm a finely tuned running back. What are you doing? You're misusing me.
Yeah, that's the thing. So you can be misused by a person, either by them physically doing it, correcting you incorrectly, or you got bad information. Somebody gave you some bad information, some bad advice. Yeah.
So how do you think that relates to the notary business today? You know, as far as people being directed wrong, like in this past year, right? Okay. Let's talk about the past year. Since you and I have built our friendship, it's been like a year, almost a year and a half.
Yeah.
We're almost there, right? How have you seen the notary business change as far as the attitude of the notaries?
In the beginning, the attitude was, you can't tell me anything. What, you know, it's like, what I say go, I'm it. I'm the baddest thing out here. And when the interest rates went up, you know, basically what, you know, at the end of this year, the attitude now is, I'm taking and I'm going to do what I can. And they're starting to realize that a lot of the hype talk out there was just that hype. And now they're really just they're seeing things different now. They're starting to see things for what they are. And they're starting to see people for who they are. And now they got to make a decision. Which way are they going to go? Are they going to continue operating in the old way? Or are they going to change things and start operating in the right mindset with the right education, all of that? And they'll do fine. But I've seen the attitude change from, you can't tell me what to do, to, and somebody please help me out. That's what has happened in the last year that we've known each other.
I think a lot of people want to be successful, and I'm pretty sure I've said this on a previous podcast, but I don't think that a lot of people know how to be successful. You know, like, there's that book, Seven Habits of Highly Successful People.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people know how to be successful. And I think it's a combination of not knowing how and being scared of it. Because as we said, like four episodes ago, once you start to have success, like, you have to learn how to carry that success.
Yeah. No, you're right. You got to learn how to carry that success. Not let it get to your head. Not let it get you thinking that you're more than what you are.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be able to see opportunity, because that one of the things I've also learned and seen is that I don't know if it's really grown, but I would say it's more stagnant, is people recognizing opportunities that comes across their path. And notaries will tell me things and I'm like, you just completely miss your opportunity. You know, so,
you know, I have a great example of that. So today I was talking with a gentleman down in Georgia. He was looking for some type of work to be done. So I got his contact information, hit him up. And, you know, the referral that I got, he was looking for T-shirts, T-shirt design. So when I talked to him, he wasn't actually looking for a T-shirt design. He was looking for somebody that could print and press. And, you know, I told him, I said, you know, I just want to be clear about what I do. I don't do that. And I explained to him what my service was.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I said, it sounds like my services aren't needed for you right now. But, you know, I just wanted to let you know that, yeah, I do graphic design. I do video editing and photo editing and things of that nature.
Right.
You know, so if anything else comes up that you're working on, because I know he's got a couple different projects, then, hey, just feel free to give me a call. And I'm sorry that I couldn't be of assistance for you right now.
Yeah.
So about 3 hours later, I get a phone call back from him. He goes, so you do photo editing? And I said, yeah, man, you know, that's what I do. And he was just like, so is marketing, is that really what you do? And I said, no, Captivated Notary Marketing Solutions, that's my number one vehicle. This is what I do. I'm sitting at my computer right now. And he goes, well, listen, this girl from, you know, this award show that I've got going on right now, you know, we did the photo shoot. I'm waiting to get the pictures back. They're taking forever on the delivery. I don't like how this exchange is going right now. They've turned me off. Once I get the raw images, I'm trying to get the raw images right now.
Yeah.
Will you edit them for me? Because I don't think that they can execute and deliver what I need it by. And I said, you know what? Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then once we started talking about the project, come to find out, he also needs his website done.
Boom.
He also has a couple of more events that he has going on in the Atlanta area. He throws a lot of events that he's thinking bigger and wants to do some video work for.
Mm-hmm.
So had I let his first inquiry stop me from telling him the rest of my services,
right,
I would not have been able to capitalize 3 hours later.
And then you got to be willing to invest that time instead of just running all over the place looking to chill. But do you not recognize ... And that's excellent, man. That is on point. And that's what we should be doing as notaries. You're just looking for that differentiator so we can take advantage and letting people know in a smooth way, I'm different.
Yeah, because, like, even if you run into somebody or you're doing some advertising out in the neighborhood, you're doing something, oh, you know, I don't need you right now. Oh, that's cool. Hey, just so you know, I'll meet you at Popeye's if you want to meet at Popeye's. I don't mind. We can get a two-piece and a biscuit and get something taken care of.
Yeah.
But just letting them know that you'll go to whatever extent that you need to go to for them, guess what? They're going to remember that the next time that they need a notary. And they're going to say, darn it, I don't have time to go to the bank. I don't feel like going to wait in line. Where's that guy that said he'd meet me at Popeye's?
Yeah, man, that's awesome. So yeah, I've learned a lot, man. I've learned a lot about myself.
Hey, what is Father Time? Is Time catching up to Father Time? Where are we at with you, Griff? What do you learn?
Time is tapping on me. is tapping and is playing with me, is jumping out in traffic, and all of that. But what I
hold up, don't do that.
What I've learned about myself is that I am truly willing to do what it takes to be successful. You know, you say that sometimes as a person, but I've proven it to myself that I am really ready and willing to do what it takes to be successful in this notary business, and it's paying off, you know. And sometimes you say, yeah, okay, yeah, I knew I could do it. But there was a little doubt there. It was like, okay, because I didn't know what I could get hit with or as, you know, just industry. And man, I surprised myself, you know. So I'm grateful and appreciative of all that.
That's it. That's all Father Time taught you.
Well, I mean, because I know I'm getting older, and what moved me was listening to Mark Cuban, and it's in one of my playlists. I think business talk or something like that. But when he said, "You're not going to outwork me," he said, "I might not be the smartest, might not have all the opportunities," he said, "but you're not going to outwork me." And I said, "You know what? That resonates with me." And as y'all see, that's what I've been doing. Just going out here taking orders. I'm full time with this, you know, so I have what it takes.
How would you gauge the risk that you're willing to take to be successful? You know, because at this point, you know, when you first started, you know, you had some family obligations. The circumstances have changed, which was the blessing in disguise. You know, we talked about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That call to be successful, you know, doing whatever it takes, like, what does that look like for you outside of what we see on YouTube? I mean, there's a mind frame that goes into that, and I'm asking because I know I have my mind frame as well.
Right. Yeah. So you like what? So like the risk on a scale of 1 to 10 or what?
Yeah, like what are you willing to do? How far are you going? Short of selling your soul, because that's against the integrity of the
Yeah, well, that's really it. I mean, once I sit down and evaluate what it is that I need, where I'm trying to go, and what it's actually going to take to get there, then I'm like, okay, I'm gonna have to go do this thing. And there are times where, like this year, since the second week of February, I think that was, trying to remember, let me look at the calendar. Since the second week of February, what was that, February 11th, I've done a closing, at least one closing every single weekend, and primarily every single Saturday since February 11th, you know, and we were halfway through April now, you know, and I didn't realize that, you know. So the first 3 or 4 weeks, the first month, didn't do nothing in January, and then one weekend in February, but since then. And there are days where I just want to lay down and go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to keep pushing. I mean, I got reasons to take a nap, but if the reason to take a nap doesn't outweigh the opportunity to make some money for my family. And that's really where it's at for me. So my sacrifice is, what do I need to do to take care of the family? And if I can legally do it, I'm going to do it.
Do you feel that in order to get to that point mentally, that there has to be a level of obsession?
Yeah. Yeah. You have to be obsessed with, and I've said it, I said, you know, I'm focused on obtaining success rather than the trinkets, because a lot of people want the trinkets and the notoriety and popularity. I want to be successful. I strive and I chase after success. And I'm like, okay, here's what, you know, what I'm doing. What does success look like for this? What does success for me? And then I put forth every effort to be successful. So that's really where it's at for me. You know, it's like, I want to be successful. So what do I have to do? What kind of mindset? And you have to be obsessed with something. And for me, I'm obsessed with doing something to be considered successful and accomplishing that task, whatever that, you know, how hard it is or how easy it is. That's what I'm focused on. So that's where it's at with me.
Yeah, I feel that in order for me, myself, in order for me to hit the level that I want to hit, I'm constantly obsessed with getting better at my craft. I'm not speaking notary on this one because that, mm-hmm. that was my obsession, you know, from late September through December of 2021, right. when I was waiting for my commission, when I got my commission, that was my obsession. I mm-hmm. woke up and listened to Griff, studied my primer and studied my laws, and went to sleep listening to Griff or Eric Thomas to, mm-hmm. to plug that mindset into my subconscious. That was my obsession then. So with Captivated, you know, my obsession now is, how do I offer more for my customers and not, you know, have it cost too much?
Right.
You know, and that's just sharpening my skills, whether it's as, you know, web development or SEO and understanding the tools of SEO. See, a lot of people talk SEO talk, do this, put your stuff here, put this stuff, but there's tools that are involved to be able to do those mm-hmm. things. And if you don't understand the tools.
Oh, yeah.
It don't matter what none of those people is telling you.
Yeah. Yeah. And see, when you're striving for success, doing the path of going towards success, you realize what tools you need and what other things you need. And then you start adding those in for that. And you learn to adjust and make modifications to your mindset and to your personality, to everything, when you're striving for success, because success is out here. Success is like, I'm here for you, but you got to do certain things in order for it to be activated in your life. And if you're not willing to do the correct things, success just sits there off to the side, and failure is like, come on over here. Come on, we got plenty of room for you.
And you want to know something that's hard? I think it's hard for a lot of people, and it's something that it's in the back of my mind. I don't really struggle with it, but it, you know, it's, mm-hmm. it's there. Is that a lot of your success is not ever going to be monetary, and it's in those hours that you're not getting paid,
right?
That's where you're going to find your success.
Yeah, that is really the foundation, because what you do there, the discipline, you know, taking advantage of, you know, taking advantage of these opportunities, that's really what it says. It's like, man, you know, the time that you like, okay, well, ain't nobody around, and then I'm gonna just go ahead on and read my notary handbook. Case in point, here's a great example. And me and you talked about this. You know, I recently redid my website. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and you know, I was telling you, you know, some of the videos that I put on there, because I always tell notaries, you need to have videos on your site to communicate who you are. You know, I mean, communicate, you know, like what power of attorneys, this, that, and the other. So I found some and I put them up there, but I also got to listen to them to make sure they ain't talking no crazy stuff. And in doing so, listening to the video and learning from someone else who really understands and knows power of attorneys, I find out, did not know it, but I found out that in Virginia, if somebody is somewhat incapacitated for his writing, they can designate somebody to sign their power of attorney on their behalf. The notary just got to witness it.
Mm-hmm.
So had I not, you know, kind of like most people, when they put in the website together, they'll see a video title and then they'll just throw it in there. But I actually took the time. I said, let me learn. Let me sit down and listen to what they're saying, because I might learn something that I didn't know. And that's what I did. So that right there just opens the door up for my business even more, because there's been times where I'm sitting there with the person and they just can't write. They know what's going on. They're mentally capable, understand. But they just can't write. So knowing that I can have them, you know, they can decide to designate another person to sign that document on their behalf, you know, with their name, that's a game changer for me. And I'm sure other people might like, oh yeah, I knew that, but I didn't. So that's a game changer and marketing tool for me.
You know, in all actuality, that's where the secret sauce is. Secret sauce is 100% in the work. Nobody can tell you what the secret sauce is, because everybody's sauce is going to be different. Don't nobody's mac and cheese taste the same.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It don't matter if it came out the craft box. Everybody gonna doctor it up a little bit different. You know, somebody might use skim milk versus whole milk, or salted butter versus unsalted butter. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's really where the secret sauce is. You're gonna find your secret sauce by dedicating yourself to, you know, what you pursue. I wrote this quote a long time ago. I had to have been in high school when I wrote this. And this is my quote. So, Doc, feel free to use it. Let it sink in. I might throw it on a t-shirt. But the quote is, for those that are truly dedicated to what they pursue, excellence is only a daily achievement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what they say in Talladega Nights, Ricky Bobby said, I piss excellence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you are just used to operating at such a high level because you're in the zone, you're zoned out, that's where you're going to find the sauce. And I'll be honest with you, for anybody that's ever achieved anything at a very high level, guess what? That's where they were.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's awesome. Now tell me this, Q. What is something that you wish you had known that would have helped you out over this past year?
In what aspect? Are we talking Captivator or are we talking Q the Notary?
Either. It doesn't matter. Anything that you could have, like, man, if I had understood or known before, it would have avoided a mistake, or could have helped me to do things better, or had I known, the outcome could have been even better. I didn't lose anything, but it could have been a lot better had I known ..
So, all right, I'm a bit too trusting of a person at times. You know, I go into things with best intentions, with clean hands, legal term, look it up, clean hands. And I assumed early on in this process that everybody in this notary world would have the same integrity, understanding the seat of the office that we have. I wish that I would have had my real world goggles on and not my fantasy notary world goggles. Because even in this space, you know, the wolf is still smiling in your face. You know, the nice shiny teeth. I wish that I would have approached things a little bit differently with certain folks.
Yeah.
That's what I wish I would have known. I think that's probably the most glaringest thing that I learned this year, that in a business that's based on integrity, there's very little integrity in this business.
Yeah.
When it comes to what's being offered out there on social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And see, what I wish I had known about the lack of integrity and as they said back in the old days, tomfoolery that's going on. It's
tomfoolery.
I wish. Yeah. I wish I had truly known and understood the stuff that's going on out there, especially in those private groups. That's when it gets deep. And I wish I had known you know, because I probably would have came out in helping people even more sooner, you know, than what I did. So I wish I had really understood how uncommitted that people can be when it comes to this notary business.
Yeah. Oh, that was something that I learned too. You know, I would assume, you know, you don't know until you actually experience it. And I even put it on a shirt, you know, anybody can, mm-hmm. but not everybody can. You know, you would think that when somebody says, okay, I'm going to go out and be an entrepreneur, I'm going to go out on my own.
Yeah.
That they would actually want to go out on their own and not just be a glorified W-2 employee. Like, I just don't get it. I don't understand how they carry that mindset over from W-2 to entrepreneur. It's just different. And, you know, when you go into that world of entrepreneur, if you listen to a lot of the small business entrepreneurs out there that have got podcasts and, you know, you watch Shark Tank and stuff like that, these people are telling you, we grinded for 5 years before we started making real money.
5 years.
5 years. You got people that are dedicating themselves to the prototypes for 2 and 3 years and not seeing a dime of return, and they're just invested in getting it right. You know what I mean?
I'm just sitting here thinking, yeah, I agree with you on that, man.
You know, and you've got notaries here that are expecting to be six-figure notaries in 3 months.
Yeah. And the NNA put out that less than 3% are six-figure. So that leaves a lot of room out there for improvement in people's business lives. So not that you can't hit that, you know, and be the 4% part of that, but the bulk of the people out here, they're just trying to figure out how to survive.
Yeah, they are, man. Well, it looks like we're trying to figure out how to survive the rest of this podcast because it's getting a little late.
Yeah.
So I think we should cut it short. Mathrin, I know you're listening. Hey, buddy, feel better, man. Feel better. You guys hit Mathrin up on his Instagram, Mathrin Notary, or at Mathrin Notary. Send him well wishes. You know, he might have like H1N1 or Zika or something like that. Who knows?
Yeah, I got the CC one, man. Cheesecake, because I ate that cheesecake before we started recording. Just kicking in now.
You want this nasty cheesecake stuff, bro?
And that thing is good, that junior cheesecake. And it's good.
Alright, well, listen. Hey, guys, love your life. Love your business and love yourself. We're out of here, y'all. Peace.
Here we go. Took the game over. We home now. We soldiers. Griff, Mathrin, and Cue the podcast. You can't hold us. Y'all heard the word. Y'all heard the word. Griff, Mathrin, and Cue. Yeah, we on a verse. So diverse with no rehearse. That's how we work. Authentic when we give it. If we said it, then we meant it. Not to be confused with other people's views. They get it how they get it, and we get it how we do. Look, homie, this is a whole different game. We got a whole different aim. We in a whole different lane. Yeah. We know the reason's unsealed. This my everyday life. We know the reason's unsealed. Every day I hustle out here living it right. We know the reason's unsealed. Put the stamp down and step in front of the mic. Took the game over, we home now. We soldiers. Griff, Mathrin, and Cue the podcast. You can't hold us. We know the reason's unsealed. Notaries unsealed. This my everyday life.